Our next case is number 052284, Balwinder Singh against the Attorney General. Mr. Kim.
Good morning, Your Honors. May I please the Court? My name is Sean Kim, representing the petitioner Balwinder Singh. This is a political asylum case. The immigration judge's decision must be based on substantial evidence. That means his findings must be cogent and detailed and must have some legitimate nexus to his findings. That was not the case in this case. In order for an applicant to be eligible for asylum, he has to provide a specific, detailed, and credible testimony. Or if his testimony or the credibility of his testimony is compromised in some way, he can also prove his asylum case by providing a detailed testimony along with some corroborating evidence. And the petitioner in this case has done both. There are many issues in this case, but the most important issue is whether the petitioner and or his immediate family member has suffered past persecution by the authorities based on one's religion, nationality, race, or affiliation with a political or social organization. On this most important issue, the petitioner testified in great detail and specifically and credibly as to what happened. He testified that his father belonged to a political organization called Akali Dal, Armed Tsar, that his father held a position, a very prominent position of a president in that local chapter of that organization, that given the purpose of the organization, which is asking for freedom of Sikh people in India, that he has led many rallies, demonstrations, and protests. And during these rallies and protests, that petitioner's father was arrested, taken into custody, beaten, threatened. And the authorities, in fact, threatened that if he were to continue these rallies and protests, that the father's family members, in particular the petitioner in this case, who is the only son in his family, his safety and his life could be in danger. This testimony was very specific, detailed, and credible. Even if this court believes that the petitioner's credibility was in some way compromised, the petitioner nevertheless provided detailed testimony and corroborated that testimony with some tangible evidence. Contrary to the Nazir case, which was decided by this court, a immigration judge cannot summarily dismiss the hard evidence. In this case, the petitioner corroborated his testimony with a membership card, which clearly indicates that his father was a member, in fact, the president of this organization.
Can we talk about whether or not he was a member? Because regarding whether or not he's a member, the reason suggests that there's no consistency on this point. Because Mr. Singh testified that he wasn't a member of the party was still in India, but he came on after he reached the United States. But later on, Mr. Singh stated he was not a member, just a believer in the organization. So there is an inconsistency here.
Well, I would agree that his answers were somewhat confusing and did go back and forth. And I think that the part of the reason for the answers going back and forth was, number one, the language barrier. I do not know how well the translator was translating English to, I believe, Punjabi and Punjabi to English. But I think if you look at the testimony and the questions and answers that were asked by both the immigration judge as well as the immigration attorney, not only on that issue but on the issue of the exact name of the the petitioner's father's organization, it seems to be that the petitioner was having a hard time understanding the questions. And towards the end of his testimony, he did, in fact, clarify or explain some of those questions or some of those inconsistencies. And he finally stated that he was not a member of such an organization while he was in India, but that he recently joined the organization once he came to the United States. As I stated, there was other inconsistencies, one of which was that the exact name of the father's political organization, which is called the Akali Dal Amritsar. The petitioner stated that people have used Akali Dal Man interchangeably because the president's name of that organization is Saramjit Singh Man, and because of the last name is commonly used in such organizations, people have used those two names interchangeably. Now, the government knows that these two organizations or names are one and the same. In fact, what the petitioner was referring to, and I'm not sure why he couldn't recall the other organization, but the other organization that is in fact completely different from Akali Dal Amritsar is Akali Dal Badar. Now, Akali Dal Badar is another political organization that has formed a coalition with the majority Hindu government. And that organization is not necessarily for or advocating for the Sikh people, whereas Akali Dal Amritsar is. Now, even if this court believes that the petitioner's testimony was not credible, it should, or the immigration judge should have considered the corroborating evidence. He summarily dismissed the membership card and focused in on. In fact, the immigration judge and the attorney for the government have spent extensive time and argument in the name or the names of this organization. There is another way one can prove his asylum case. If this court believes that he has not proven past persecution, he can still prove his asylum case by proving that he has a well-founded fear of future persecution. And he has done that in this case as well. Again, with his detailed, credible testimony as to what had happened to his father and himself during these rallies, I think there's a genuine subjective of fear of future persecution, which is one of the tests, or a leg of the test. The second leg is that this fear must be objectively reasonable. And the petitioner has proven that leg of the test as well. When asked by the immigration judge why the petitioner believes that he cannot relocate to other parts of India to avoid persecution, assuming that the persecution is happening or has taken place, the petitioner testified that in India, the system is set up so that wherever one may go, he has to first register with the local police department and provide all the information about himself and his family. And once this happens, the information is put into the data system. And, of course, the authorities in any other parts of India can find out where this individual is and who this individual is. And I think based on that testimony, the petitioner has also proven that he has an objectively reasonable fear of future persecution. I'd like to reserve the remaining time for rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Kim. We'll hear now from Mr. Oldham.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court. I'm Jeff Oldham, and I'll represent Respondent Attorney General Gonzalez in this appeal. The immigration judge here made an adverse credibility finding that is amply supported by substantial evidence. And at the least, there's no, as this court says, extraordinary circumstances compelling reversal on the facts of this case. The immigration judge pointed to four specific cogent reasons finding, based either as petitioner's counsel concedes, internal inconsistencies in the record or inconsistencies with his asylum application or the evidence that he presented in support of his claim, such as the medical records, which appeared to have a different date than when he claimed the incident was going to occur. These inconsistencies all went to central aspects of petitioner's claims, such as what affiliations his father had, what kind of harassment, if any, they had from the police, and whether he himself was a member of the organization and was affiliated with that organization. And also, contrary to the argument of petitioner's counsel, the immigration judge here did not summarily dismiss petitioner's supporting evidence. To the contrary, apart from the two affidavits, which the immigration judge found were not admissible because of a lack of foundation, he examined the medical evidence, found that it not only did not corroborate his claim, but indeed it was inconsistent with his claim, and he looked at the other evidence as well that was offered, noting that there was no general evidence of country conditions of Sikhs being persecuted in India. Importantly, each of the individual bases on which the immigration judge relied are supported in the record. But even if you can look at one or two of the individual ones and say that they can be made sense of, it doesn't undermine the immigration judge's reliance on the overall confusion and incredibility of the testimony, and that finding deserves great deference. One last point in response to petitioner's counsel, the suggestion that petitioner had a hard time understanding the questions is in some ways refuted by the translator in the case who, when asked during a confusing part, whether she was having a hard time based on language or dialect communicating with the petitioner, and she said, in fact, no, there's no problems based on that. He's speaking in very short sentences.
Well,
that is true. I mean, her statement does not account directly for what his state of mind was. But the fact of the matter is that in each one of these confusions, the immigration judge handled it perfectly. He allowed, redirect after redirect. He himself teased out the questions and then allowed even more redirect to try and make sense of the situation. And it's going way too far to suggest that in that circumstance, then the confusion should be held against the immigration judge's adverse credibility finding. If there's no further questions, we'd rely on the remaining arguments in the government's brief and ask this court to deny the petition for review and affirm the agency's findings below.
Thank you, Mr. Oldham.
Thank you.
Mr. Kim, you have a minute for rebuttal.
Thank you. I would like to just address the a piece of evidence that the government's counsel has mentioned, the medical record. We do acknowledge that the date the medical record was prepared does not coincide with the petitioner's testimony as to when his father sustained injuries as a result of his protests. We believe that the date that was on the record is the date that the medical record was in fact prepared. And further, the petitioner testified that once the petitioner fled India to come to the United States, that his father resumed his political activities, and there were additional and further threats and beatings directed towards his father, and these medical records could have been based on those subsequent events. And in conclusion, we ask that because in contrast or contrary to the holding in this in the case Nazir held by this court, and because the immigration judge summarily discounted the most important piece of evidence, which is the membership card of his father's organization, that this case should be remanded to determine the accuracy or veracity of that membership card as well as the medical record. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kim. Indeed, our thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement. The court has finished the call of the day, and therefore the court will rise until 9:30 tomorrow.